Joined with Christine, and she is the event coordinator for the Harvest Market that happens on 13th Street. And we are super excited to learn more about the Harvest Market coming up this Friday, September 5th, and all the fun things happening around that. So welcome, Christine.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so we're excited to learn more about the Harvest Market and a little bit about 13th Street District as well. So can you kind of tell us a brief history of the 13th Street District?
Yeah, so the 13th Street District has been a part of our community for years, right? With all sorts of memories that people have built growing up, going down to the grocery store and 13th Street Inn over the years. And, you know, around 15 plus years ago, there was a group of community members that the area had kind of gotten a little bit shabby. And so there's been a huge investment in revitalizing the 13th Street District through the streetscape work that's been done, the installation of Echo, as well as the West End Park revitalization. So those have all been huge projects that have really transformed the look and feel. And the establishment of so many amazing businesses on 13th Street has just been tremendous. So you've really seen the progression if you were to walk down 13th Street back in like 2005 to today to really see what that transformation has looked like. And that's been really brought to life through support from our community. A lot of individuals that have donated, helped to support that through their time, efforts, and gifts, as well as the city's support to really help bring this, you know, transformation to life of the district.
Yeah, absolutely. As you mentioned, ton of unique things happening in 13th Street between the businesses, the art, all that good stuff. And so it's a really neat area. And so if someone hasn't been there before, do you encourage them to stop down and check out 13th Street District?
Absolutely. I think the district is a point of pride in our community. It's amazing to see, like you said, the artwork, the amazing businesses that we have down there that have been established, and that really has driven a lot of foot traffic into our community. Visitors coming to check out Flying Elbow, have a chance to have an ice cream at Lily May, going down to the futsal court and being able to enjoy that area, stopping by for a cup of coffee after yoga in the park. So it really is a vibrant district with so much going on and really a little bit of something for everybody. So yeah. I encourage you to stop down if you haven't had a chance to be down there, and certainly Friday night is a great chance to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's dive in a little bit on Harvest Market that's happening this coming Friday, September 5th. So tell us a history of the market. How long has it been around? How did it get started?
Yeah, so we've been, this is about our 10th Harvest Market that we've done. We started as an idea out of the 13th Street District Committee of this would be a fun idea and let's bring it to life. So I think our first event had a budget of $160, which covered a couple porta potties and a lot of volunteer efforts to pull it off. And we've really grown and expanded from there. So this year we have an amazing lineup of music, food, amazing vendors, and it's going to be an amazing night on the 13th Street District. So we're excited to continue to grow the event. And each year we have around 35 to 4,000 people that make it down to 13th Street. We're always looking to expand that, and certainly the different food fair and activities helps to draw the community in.
Yeah, that's really cool to think about, you know, where you started to bringing in about 4,000 people. Isn't yeah. that crazy?
It's nuts. we've learned a lot along the way, and certainly we have a great volunteer base that helps to make the event possible throughout the year in preparing for the event.
Yeah, absolutely. So if someone has never been to the Harvest Market before, what can they expect?
Absolutely. So certainly expect to have a great night. Come with your family, come with your friends, invite your neighbors to come with you. We have starting at the event runs from 5 to 9 p.m. So starting from 5 to 7:30, we have our Makers Market, and that will feature over 40 vendors from across Midwest Iowa. We have really something for everybody. So come to buy fresh produce, come to buy your Christmas gifts, come to really enjoy a really diverse lineup of vendors. And then while you're doing that, make sure to stop by. We've got a great lineup of food trucks from across the central Iowa, from Claire's Tenderloin to Hotel Luna, Iowa Island Noodle, Karam's Mediterranean, and Smoke and Cheese, as well as Off the Griddle. And that's not even touching on our restaurants that we have on 13th Street with Most Wanted Coffee and Flying Elbow.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Grab something to eat. And then when you're walking around, there's going to be great music. We have two acoustic stages on either end of 13th Street that'll have different performances throughout the night. So it's a great way to take in great music, great entertainment. We're going to have family activities. There's a family photo booth, so get your family photo while you're there. And also we'll have a kids' corner, so activities for the kids to keep them entertained and do some kind of fun different activities down there. And then starting at 7 o'clock down in West End Park, we're going to have Not Quite Brothers performing. And Not Quite Brothers, I think this is their first performance in Marshalltown, so it's great to have them. And they've been all over the Midwest performing and play really great rock, 70s, 80s music. So it should be really great to have them join us and kick off with a fun night in the park.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, when we come back on the Chamber Member Moment presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet, we'll dive more in on the Harvest Market happening this Friday, September 5th with Christine.
McGregor's Furniture and Mattress is your local furniture store in Marshalltown. With their extensive inventory, you're sure to make a winning selection when you shop McGregor's for your bedroom, living room, and dining room furnishings. McGregor's has the right play for every room in your home. McGregor's Furniture and Mattress is proud to be your locally owned and operated furniture store since 1896 and very proud to support Bobcat Athletics again this season. McGregor's Furniture and Mattress, downtown Marshalltown, open 7 days a week.
You'll feel it as soon as you visit. The Willows of Marshalltown is a happy, warm, and loving place. And our executive director, Jennifer Stanley, is the most caring and knowledgeable person you will ever meet. She would love to answer your questions and help you decide what's best for mom and dad. So please call Jennifer at 641-758-3123. That's 758-3123. The Willows of Marshalltown. When you're here, you're home.
Welcome back to the Chamber Member Moment presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet. I'm Sarah Smith, Vice President of the Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce. Today we are joined with Christine, Event Coordinator for the 13th Street Harvest Market. And we were just kind of talking all about the great things that the Harvest Market is going to be bringing. So let's dive in a little bit, Christine, on the Makers Market. So, you know, that's an interesting term, but it probably means people who make things. Is that correct?
Absolutely. So this year we have over 40 vendors. This is our biggest lineup ever. So we're really excited to welcome back several vendors and also have a lot of new vendors and vendors from across the state. I think that's always great to be able to have local vendors and then also have a nice mix of vendors from outside the community. And we have both. We have a good mix of, like you said, makers that are making things, bringing them in. And I think there's really going to be something for everybody. We've got great art. We've got a potter, photography. Josh Cox is going to be doing his custom prints of different homes in the community. So that makes an amazing Christmas gift if you're looking for something to order. We're also going to be having great produce and meat. So we have toasts and cementals and Wagyu that'll be there. So a great way to pick up some steaks or some burgers to put on the grill over the weekend, as well as honey, cotton candy, kettle corn, baked goods. So pick up cupcakes for the tailgate you're going to be having on Saturday, or maybe some sourdough if you're going to be making some sandwiches over the weekend. Great mix there. Em's Dog Treats, she makes these amazing dog treats, as well as flowers and a lot of really good and beautiful jewelry that'll be there. So really a good mix for everybody. You can really find something for everybody on your list or everybody that you've taken with you. We're going to have Nate Vance joining us with Light the Candle Tees. It's a golf company that makes really cool golf apparel and golf tees. So if you've got a golfer in your life, really neat. InStitches is also going to be joining us. They've got some amazing Bobcat gear. So I know the Bobcats are going to be playing away on Friday, but if you want to keep your Bobcat spirit or any of your other Iowa State kind of stuff, there's going to be a lot of really fun apparel in the district as well. So it's a good way to kind of get ready for fall and enjoy some, you know, local makers that are joining us in our community.
Yeah, absolutely. A great, unique shopping opportunity for, you know, people to come out and see many different businesses in kind of a small area. You know, it's really a neat thing that you're doing with the Makers Market.
Yeah, it's a neat way to spotlight small businesses in our community and surrounding communities and really give them our love and support. And, you know, it's amazing to see The quality of products that are represented down in the districts and the diversity. So take some time and certainly walk around the Makers Market and pick up a few items while you're there.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, all the businesses on 13th Street that are typically open will be open as well. So, you know, you can stop in and get your chocolates from Lily Mae's and your coffee from Most Wanted and food from Flying Elbow too, right?
Absolutely. It's a great event that spotlights small businesses as well as the small businesses that are on and in the 13th Street District.
Yeah, absolutely. So you touched a little bit on Kids Corner. And so tell us about that. What kind of activities will there be? You know, what's kind of the age range of the kids that are welcome, or is it open to everyone?
So the Kids Corner is really open to kids of all ages. There are several activities that will be alternating throughout the night. They're going to be having pumpkin decorating, so that's always fun as the kind of a fall theme activity for the kids to be part of. They're going to have some tattoos with some different spirit type tattoos heading into the kind of kickoff to fall with the Iowa State game the next day. As well as they're going to have a pond that has different ducks that you can pick for a prize. So there's lots of different fun activities, and the committee that puts that together always has some really fun ideas and really engaging ideas for kids of all ages.
Yeah, that's cool. And then I did see, too, on Facebook, one of the acoustic stages is maybe going to have someone who kind of does some kids' music as well.
Yes, yes. So on the acoustic stages, we have Forneys, and Denise Forney is based out of Des Moines. She's an acoustic performer, and she does really interactive performances that really engage kids. And she joined us in 2023 and was just amazing to see the little kids just sitting around watching and engaged with her performance. So she will be located on our north stage, which is located between CI Care and Hermanson Orthodontics.
Awesome. And then so tell us about the rest of the acoustic music that'll be happening on. You have a couple acoustic stages, is that correct?
Yeah. So there's two different acoustic stages that'll be performing. They're located up on the 13th Street. So one, like I said, is we call it the north stage. On the north side of the street, that's between CI Care and Hermanson Orthodontics. And then the south stage, as we call it, is going to be located right across from the Chop Shop on 13th Street. So we have a great lineup throughout the evening. We have Trevor Parrish, Buzz Owen, Jonas Seymour, Brian Heronin, and Forneys, like I mentioned. And then we also have Chanlex and the Sax that'll be performing a little bit at the end of the event up on the top around 6 o'clock, 6:30. He's going to be performing, and he does kind of some EDM DJing with saxophone live as well. So it's a different vibe, really fun and upbeat as we transition then into the West End Park with Not Quite Brothers.
Yeah. So it sounds like, you know, you have a little bit of everything for everyone.
Yes. The fun part of the acoustic stages is really making sure that we balance the event. So there's a little bit of music for everyone, lots of different genres that'll be performed. And it really makes for a fun atmosphere as you're walking around the event to have that live music. And, you know, I love the 13th Street Harvest Market just because I think of it as the kickoff to fall. It really is like the start of the fall season. We see a lot of friends, neighbors, community members. And certainly, I know in our family, we bring friends and family in for Iowa State game. That's mm-hmm. a big deal. And so it's a really fun event if you do have out-of-town guests to bring them down to the 13th Street District. It is really should be a point of pride in our community, and it's amazing to be able to show others kind of the amazing things we have going on here in Marshalltown.
Yeah, absolutely. And so let's talk a little bit about, you know, you mentioned the street is blocked off. So there's, you know, stage on each end. Mm-hmm. So people are probably wondering, where do I park?
Right. Great question. So parking is available on the streets around 13th Street, as well as at the Iowa Veterans Home. They've been super gracious to allow us to park in the parking lots at the Iowa Veterans Home, as well as at the Armory. And the Iowa Veterans Home is going to be hosting a shuttle that will be running from the Iowa Veterans Home parking lots, and it will drop off in front of the guard shack on 13th Street and Summit. So that will be running throughout the evening. So if you do want to catch the shuttle, like I said, that will just be circling throughout the evening. So there's not a set schedule, but it's not a very big space. So it's going to be moving around, and you'll be able to pick up the shuttle, and then also they'll be picking up and dropping off.
Yeah, that's super nice, because mm-hmm. it is just a little bit of a walk. It's not too far, but maybe if you're going uphill later in the evening, it might be nice to catch the shuttle.
Absolutely. Yep. So take a look for the shuttle if you want to drop off your items from the Makers Market and then come back down and enjoy Food and festivities, that's also a good option too. Yeah,
absolutely. So if someone, you know, I assume it's probably too late this year to be, you know, in the maker's market or a food vendor, but if someone was interested for, say, next year, how do they get a hold of you guys?
Absolutely. So following the event, we will be putting on our 13th Street Facebook page the links and the application forms for being a vendor for 2026. Seems crazy to start thinking about September 11th of 2026, but we will be posting those on our Facebook page following the event to really capture that, as well as looking for volunteers to help support the event as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And so 13th Street District is the Facebook, and that's where they can find all the information, again, about, you know, next year's event and happening this year.
Absolutely. So if there's any additional questions that you might have about the event, the 13th Street District Facebook page is a great place to go. We've been posting promotional information about all of the vendors. I've highlighted a few, but all of the vendors that will be there, the food trucks, our sponsors, and where to park, and our schedule. So really, it's a one-stop shop for all of that information.
Yeah, that's awesome. So definitely check out the Harvest Market this Friday, September 5th from 5 to 9 in the 13th Street District. Christine, I know, you know, we touched a little bit on, you know, the Harvest Market, or a lot on the Harvest Market, but what other events happen throughout the year in the 13th Street District? You know, people may be familiar with this one because it's probably one of the bigger ones, but you guys do have a lot of things going on in the 13th Street District.
Absolutely. The 13th Street District is really proud to present several different events throughout the year and help to support different events that are put on as well. And so certainly the Red, White, and Blue celebration, the Cruisin', and the Kids Parade has been really fun and really taken off. That's July 3rd and 4th. Over the Independence Day holiday, and then also the Movie in the Park. That is sponsored by Lily May and Kelly Thurston, and so those are really great events that are also in the park and the 13th Street District that we're really proud to feature. And as well as, you know, we're always looking of how are we creating those next events and really bringing a unique spirit to the community. So that's always something that we're working to develop and support.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can find more information on any of your events that you guys, 13th Street District, might be hosting on social media. I know you guys do a great job about that. So definitely check it out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Christine, for joining me and talking about the Harvest Market on the Chamber Member Moment, presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet.
Are you ready for a new chapter in your career? One that includes great benefits and pay. One where you feel like a valued contributor to the story. Go to storymedical.org/careers now for current openings and apply today. From clinical staff to administrative to maintenance to kitchen, everyone is an important part of Story Medical Center's promise of providing the best experience every time. Be part of a bigger story and better career at Story Medical Center in Nevada. Storymedical.org/careers. Story Medical Center is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, I'm Kim Commando. I cover all things digital. You don't want to miss it. Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon.
Okay, it's no great secret. The Chinese government's also known for its intrusions into other countries. A scary report says that the Chinese government has data on basically every single American.
Join me right here on News Talk 1230, KFJB AM and 93.9 FM, Marshalltown.
Welcome to the Chamber Member Moment, presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet. I'm Sarah Smith, Vice President of the Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce. We have some upcoming chamber networking events. On Wednesday, September 17th, Business After Hours will be at the Outlet Co-working Space, hosted by Century 21 Signature Real Estate from 4 to 6 p.m. And on Tuesday, September 23rd, we will have Caffeinated Conversations at Alaris Financial Corporation from 7:30 to 9 in the morning. Caffeinated Conversations and Business After Hours are monthly networking events. These events are open to employees of any chamber member, business, or organization. On Monday, September 22nd, we will host Connect Marshalltown at Tannen Wine Bar. Connect Marshalltown is all about building community through conversation. This event brings together people who are looking to expand their circles, share ideas, and get more involved in what's happening in Marshalltown. So whether you're a longtime local or new to the area or just looking to meet fresh faces, you'll find good company and good connections at Connect Marshalltown. So you can join us for this free event. So there'll be one free drink per person, appetizers, and then stay late at Tannen because they will have their kitchen open, even though it is a Monday. So we're excited for that. And then also new to this event, we are offering a flower bar, Build Your Own Bouquet. So for $15 a person in advance, you can register to build your own bouquet. And then we will have some select availability for $20 a person the day of the event. But of course, we encourage you to register, and you can register online at www.marshalltown.org/connect. Coming up this week in Marshalltown, the Assistance League of Marshalltown is currently selling pot pie sales. And so they will be selling through September 10th, and their pickup time scheduled for October. To help support this fundraiser, you can purchase your pot pies online at assistanceleagueofmarshalltown.org. The Marshalltown Senior Citizen Center, located at 207 East Church Street, has activities daily. Activities include cards, quilting, bingo, and so much more. So definitely check out the Marshalltown Senior Citizen Center. The Cartwright Farmers Market is happening now through October, Wednesdays and Saturdays, so check out local vendors at the market located at the corner of State Street and North 2nd Avenue. Coming up on Friday, September 5th, the 13th Street Harvest Market that we've been learning so much about on this Chamber Member Moment is happening on Friday. Activities will begin at 5, including the Maker's Market, food trucks, Kids Corner, beer and wine tents, acoustic music, and then Knott's Quite Brothers will hit the West End Pavilion stage at 7. So definitely stop out. There's so much going on 13th Street this Friday evening. Also on Friday, Tannen will host Rich Casito for live music from 6:30 to 8:30. And Saturday, Tannen will have live music by Phil Shipley from 6:30 to 8:30. Saturday morning, the Central Iowa Art Association will host a free kids art class, and this happens the first three Saturdays of each month, beginning at 10 a.m. at the Hope United Methodist Church. And then on Sunday, Haverhill Social Club will host Hot Rods and Hogs Car and Motorcycle Show. There will be live music, food, drinks, and fun. Registration begins at 10 a.m. at the Haverhill Social Club. To round out your Sunday, Pop Up Farm Stand will be hosted by Maine at Heart from 5 to 6:30. The event will include pumpkins, mums, pumpkin floral bouquet bar, and beef and lamb, candles, and so much more. So for more information on all of these events, you can visit our website, marshalltown.org. Under the Events tab, click Community Events. I'm Sarah Smith, Vice President of the Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber Member Moment is presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet.